В имя Отця и Сына и Святого Духа. Аминь. Слава Иисусу Христу! Glory to Jesus Christ! Сьогодні неділя блудного сина, а радше це повинно називатися неділя милосердного батька. Ми чуємо в Євангелії про милосердя, але в апостолі сьогоднішньому ми чуємо про відповідальність. Часом наші поняття милосердя не відповідають Божим поняттям милосердя. Ми інакше дивимося на справи, ніж Господь, і тому ми не завжди розуміємо Його милосердя, не розуміємо, чому Він декому прощає і є дуже ласкавий до великих грішників, але рівночасно дуже багато від нас вимагає, що бачимо в посланні до Коринтян. The entire 15th chapter of Luke runs according to one thing. Something is lost, then it is found, and then there's a celebration. This is the same chapter in which we have the parable of the good shepherd who goes out and finds the lost sheep, the one of his 100 sheep, and the 99 he leaves and goes to find that one sheep. And when he finds it, he calls his friends. As I found the sheep, let's celebrate. And then there is the parable of the woman who had 10 drachmas and lost one of them. And she looks everywhere throughout the house. And finally, after a long search, she finds it. So she calls her friends together and says, let's celebrate. I found it. And then the third parable, the parable of the prodigal son and the merciful father, where again, the son is lost, he is found, and there's a celebration. Sometimes this chapter, the 15th chapter of Luke, is referred to as the gospel within the gospel. The good news chapter, in which the Lord tells us of his tender mercy and the lengths to which he will go to save those who have gotten lost. And each of us gets lost. And there are many ways in which we get lost. And yet, we have the audacity sometimes to judge others and to look down upon them as less worthy than ourselves, instead of remembering that we are the lost sheep, the lost drachma, and the prodigal son. Часом ми думаємо в старозавітних категоріях, що Бог вже в цьому житті за добро нагороджує, а за зло карає. Але воно не так завжди є. Ми не завжди бачимо відразу нагороди від Господа за добрі діла і не завжди бачимо кару за гріхи. Це є старозавітні поняття. Ми знаємо вже від Господа Ісуса, що Господь Бог дуже далеко йде, щоб знайти заблуканих і їх привести назад до себе. Yesterday a group of us attended the pro-life rally, a rally to demand the defunding of Planned Parenthood. There is one abortion mill left in Pima County, and that is Planned Parenthood here in Tucson. There used to be many more. Now there is one. And we would like to see it defunded so that government money would not go to support this place. And you know, as we were standing, we didn't actually spend much time by the abortion clinic itself because it is hidden away in a medical park, surrounded by all of these medical offices where people go to great lengths to save lives. And right smack in the middle of that medical park is a place where lives are intentionally snuffed out. Now, what we did was we walked out onto Grant Avenue. This is not far from Tucson Medical Center. We went out onto Grant Avenue so that there would be more traffic that would see our signs and see our rally. And it was interesting how people responded to us. There were those who beat their horns and waved to us. Some even made other signs of agreement and that they're praying for us and that they support us. Some just made sure that they wouldn't make eye contact with us because we were waving to them and smiling at them. Because our message is pro-life. Our message is not an angry message. Our message is the message of the gospel of a merciful God who wants to extend his compassion to all. But there were some who were very nasty towards us. There were those who gave us the one-finger salute. There were those who cursed at us, called us various names. Usually they were single women in the automobiles that did that, and younger men, probably influenced by popular culture and our universities that destroy morality. It was interesting how they felt that they needed to curse us, to use profanity. You see, the whole ideology of the pro-abortion movement is based on a misunderstanding of who owns the human body. We heard in today's first reading from the first letter to the Corinthians, St. Paul talking about the fact that we have to be careful what we do with our bodies because our bodies do not belong to us. They belong to the Lord. They have been purchased at a great price, St. Paul says. So this whole notion of it's my body, my choice, get your hands off my body, is based on a misunderstanding of who owns this body. It actually is, as St. Paul says, the temple of the Holy Spirit. It is full of Christ's presence if one lives a sacramental life. But you see, the Lord didn't just purchase our life for those who are his believers and his followers. He did it for all. Yes, when we use the words of consecration, we say, for us and for many. But the many really means the multitudes. He offered himself in sacrifice for the entire human race. It's just that not everybody responds. He did it for all, and he has purchased everyone's body. Now, there are many religions that denigrate the body. They just focus on the spiritual. Christianity is not like that. Sometimes we think it is like that because of influences of other religions and philosophies. But in fact, Christianity is a very physically oriented religion. Look at all the senses that we use in our liturgy. We use our bodies. The Lord became incarnate. He took on a body. He lived. He preached. He suffered, died, was buried in the body. He arose from the dead bodily. He ascended bodily into heaven. And he sits at the right hand of the Father in his glorified human body. And he offers us his body and blood. It's a very physical religion, you see. God made the world, everything that is in it, and he saw it was good. We have no problem with matter. Oh, well, we have problems with the limitations of matter sometimes. Sometimes the aches and pains, the illnesses, the fact that our cells get ground down by age and by all kinds of stress. But we realize that the material world is not our enemy. St. Paul says it clearly. Most of our sin is not in our body, it's in our mind. But sins of sexual immorality are in the body. It is in that context that we have to understand the parable of the prodigal son and the merciful father. Because the prodigal son has defiled his body. He has defiled it with immoral, lewd living. And all this ties together, what St. Paul says and what St. Luke says of the words of Jesus. Ми насмілюємося називати Бога своїм батьком. Ми навіть кажемо перед молитвою Отче наш, щоб сміти призивати тебе як небесного Бога і Отця і мовити Отче наш. Ми насмілюємося Бога називати своїм батьком. Але ми чули в притчі сьогодні, як цей молодший син, здаючи собі справу з того, що він дуже сильно згрішив, каже: «Я вже не гідний називатися твоїм сином, я буду твоїм наймитом, я буду твоїм рабом». І тому ми себе називаємо рабами Божими. Так, ми є діти Божі. Але тому, що ми є свідомі своїх гріхів, ми себе називаємо рабами Божими. І тому, як ви приступаєте до святого причастя, я кажу, причащається раб або раба Божа, і тоді ваше ім'я. Як молимося за когось на службі Божій, ми говоримо за здоров'я чи за упокій раба Божого, раби Божої. Господь каже, ви вже не є тільки посторонніми, ви стаєте домашніми, бо ви стаєте членами моєї сім'ї. Але ми з покори називаємо себе його рабами. Але він чекає на нас, очікує нас і випереджує нас своєю любов'ю. In the parable that we heard today, the father must have been watching for his son because he recognized him from afar. Just imagine the scene. He stands in front of his house for hours every day, looking at the horizon and hoping that he will see the figure of his son, whom he loves, despite the fact that the son disrespected his father in the most grievous way. Because in Near Eastern culture, if you asked for your inheritance while your father was alive, you were basically saying, drop dead. And so this is the father who is looking for his son and runs out to meet him, throws himself on his son, hugs him and kisses him. That is the Lord who waits for us. Now, maybe you and I don't totally identify with the prodigal son because, after all, we never hit such a low point in our life. Dying of hunger, longing to eat the husks that the unclean pigs ate, covered in the mud in which they live and their excrement as well. The man lost everything. He didn't even have footwear. The father says, bring him sandals to put on his feet. To be that destitute, the homeless that we run across here in Tucson never get that low. But you and I may be able to identify with the fact that we've gone off into a far country at times in our life. We have gotten distant from the Lord. And then something happened and we remembered, what am I doing here? So far away from the one who loves me unconditionally. What am I doing here? Trying to fill that gap with all kinds of nonsense. Trying to entertain myself so that the time will pass. Trying to deaden my senses with beverages or pills or whatever. Why am I doing this? Why am I living in this stress and agony when I could be with my father, where I had everything? And so we come back with a new appreciation of God's mercy. And again, that's why we repeat so many times during our Divine Liturgy, Lord, have mercy, Hospode, pomilui. Because His mercy is so astounding. And it is the thing that we really, really put all our hope on. That He is that merciful, that He who knows all the sins that we may never have admitted to directly, because we do tend in our confessions to be very round about when we confess certain sins. And sometimes we don't even admit to ourselves, much less to the Lord and to the confessor. We don't admit the darkness that lurks somewhere deep inside us. So that is that place, that distant country from which we need to return and to throw ourselves on His mercy. And when we are reconciled with the Lord, let us pray that we never be like the elder son who judged his brother, and objectively speaking, his brother deserved to be judged. But that is not how the Lord functions. The Lord combines justice with mercy. He has demands for us. Don't abuse your liberty. Everything is possible for you. You are allowed everything. You have freedom. I have given you free will. But not everything is helpful, as St. Paul says in today's first reading. So let us cling to the hope of God's mercy, and let us direct our lives according to what is helpful. And then we shall truly be happy. Мішукаємо не тимчасового щастя, але вічного щастя. І тому ми кличемо до Господа. Я недостойний називатися Твоїм сином, але прийми мене як свого наймита, як свого раба. Амінь. В ім'я Отця і Сина, і Святого Духа. Амінь. Слава Ісусу Христу!
Амінь.
Glory to Jesus Christ! Промо мо